Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you this morning. We adore you this morning. We bless and honor you. We thank you that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we bless your holy name today. You are mighty God. You are the Almighty Father. Nothing is impossible to you, O God. And Father, we repent for every way that we are out of alignment with you, everything that we've done or said against your will. Forgive us, O God, in Jesus' name. Father, we love and adore you. We bless you today, Lord God. We thank you that you are an honorable King and that you are the Almighty Father, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today for what you're doing on the inside of us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just thank you this morning. We praise and adore you. We bless you, Lord God. Oh, Father, you are the King of Kings. You are the Almighty Father. Nothing is impossible to you, oh, God. And, Father, we're so grateful that we could call on you in the name of Jesus for everything that we need. You are the Almighty God. Nothing is impossible to you, oh, God. We thank you that you are the one true and living God who created the heavens, created the earth. Oh, God, by your spoken word, your word is powerful, Lord God. Your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. You honor your word above your name, and so do we. We are grateful this morning, oh, God, that you joined us, oh, God. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. And we thank you for what you've done and what you're about to do this morning, oh, God. Oh, God, we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. It all belongs to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that we could call upon you morning, noon, and night, and you have heard before we call. So this morning, Father God, we just come, oh, God, bowing before you, humbling ourselves before you. We adore you. We bless you. You are the mighty King. You are the great Lord God Almighty. You are Almighty Father. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, the banner that we need. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. And we call on you this morning. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Let the enemy perish at your rebuke. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the enemy flee at your rebuke, oh, Lord. We rebuke all the winds and the storms of the enemy sent against our lives in Jesus' name. Rebuke the company of the spearmen and the multitude of the bulls until they submit in Jesus' name. Father God, we rebuke those that rush at us. In the name of Jesus, let them flee away, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the devourer for our sake. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the horse and the chariot. And let them fall into a deep sleep in Jesus' name. We rebuke every unclean spirit that would attempt to operate in our lives in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God. We rebuke the proud spirit that are cursed in the name of Jesus. We release furious rebukes upon our enemies in Jesus' name. Let the blast of your nostrils rebuke the enemy, Father God. Rebuke the enemy with flames of fire. Let a thousand flee at your rebuke, O Lord. Rebuke every sea that would try to close upon our lives in Jesus' name. Devil, we rebuke you. Hold your peace and come out in Jesus' name. Father, we bless you this morning. We thank you that you, the King of Kings, know our name. You know everything concerning us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we adore you. We thank you for joining us every day on Bible Storyland. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, we bless you this morning. We honor you this morning. We give you glory, glory to your holy name. Be glorified, O God. Be glorified in the heavens. Be glorified in the earth. Stand up for our help. Be our shield and be our buckler in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you this morning, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We praise your name today. Hallelujah, you are great. Hallelujah, greatly to be praised. We honor your presence, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have your way on Bible Storyland. We cover every person on here, every family represented this morning with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mokoridiaka. Oh, God, we are privileged to have you join us this morning. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Hallelujah. We come with grateful hearts this morning. Well, good morning. The Lord made our yesterdays, and he made today. Today is the day the Lord has made, and we are most grateful. We are very, very thankful for this day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. Our God is a great God. He is Almighty God. He's the one who fulfilled us. Oh God, He's our friend. And I thank God that we are friends of God. He's our friend. He first chose us to be his friend. And he said that we're to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. He loves us, and he's drawing us closer to him than ever before. And when we draw close to him, he draws close to us. Oh, he first loved us. We didn't even know his name. We didn't even know who he was. But he drew us. Even in our sin, he drew us. He is eternal, and he is eternity. He is and has been and always will be. So I thank the Lord this morning. We have Karen Itell on with us from Houston, Texas. And she's going to play a song of praise to the Lord this morning. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning to you.
What are you going to play this morning?
Father Abraham.
All right. Go right ahead.
Sister G, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you? You going to sing this morning on Children's Day?
Children's Day. No, I don't have my children together, but I'm over here checking on Reb.
All right, you going to sing later or now?
Let's see. What's he? Hold on 1 second. Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, pray for me. My sister's in the hospital this morning, but she's doing okay.
Okay,
I talked
good.
To her this morning. And then I lost two of my people. Miss Captain Green, pray for her family. And I lost my little man, Mr. Charlie. Please pray for him before I forget. And pray for my aunties, you know, my uncles and my whole group of people.
Okay.
Pray for them. Reverend will say, Jesus loves the little children. You ready, Reb?
All right.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, how precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red, yellow, black and white. They are precious in the sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me.
This
I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones with him below. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Thank you, Rev.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Huggins. We missed you, Pastor Huggins. How are you?
Well, I'm doing a little better today.
He's feeling better and better every day. He still
Amen.
Want me to bring him all this food.
Amen. We thank God for both of you this morning. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on here, Jackie's cousin, all the way from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna.
Good morning, Minister T. How are you?
I'm doing great. What about you?
Doing fine. Had a good week. Had a full week. Sunday was my first anniversary. We had a wonderful time in the Lord. I'm telling you, one of my classmates, I've known him since first grade, Reverend Ronnie Coffey, delivers a message for us at the 11 o'clock service. Then we fed, and we had enough food to feed Paducah. I tell you, good food. And after that, we had our afternoon service, and my home church was a special guest. Reverend Dr. Calvin Cole and Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church came and worshiped with us. We had a wonderful, glorious time in the Lord on last Sunday.
Amen, amen. I know you all did. Sounds great. How's your mom?
Mama is doing better. She talked this week. And she was more alert this week. So we've just had a wonderful week, wonderful week. Yesterday I was able to marry a couple who worked with my husband at Sears. So their wedding was last night at 6, had a wonderful celebration. But then my cousin Deborah called, and she's in the hospital. She's at Baptist Health Hospital right now. They're still running tests, but she's hoping to be able to come home on today. So she will need special prayer today. That's Deborah Jones, and she is Jackie's sister.
Yes, Jackie was telling us that she was in the hospital.
Yes, yes. We went to visit her last night, and my husband is there right now visiting with her.
All right.
I know if Deborah's not in a test, she's listening to your program right now.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for all of you that are on this morning. We will pray for Deborah.
Please, thank you so much. Well, I'm going to sing This Little Life of Mine. Jackie already did all my favorite children's songs. But This Little Life of Mine is one of my favorites, too. So I'll do that one. Is that okay?
That's great. Thank you.
All right. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, my God, I just love the songs that you all are singing this morning. Jesus loves the children, and this little light of mine, and Father Abraham. Oh, we're right on time this morning. I thank the Lord for all of those songs. You all are a blessing to me, and I thank God for each of you. Well, we have Evangelist Stacy Holman on with us this morning. I don't know if the girls are with her, but we'll soon know. Good morning, Evangelist Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I have
Bianca
with me.
Oh, good. Hey, Bianca, how are you?
I'm good.
What grade are you in now?
Six.
Huh?
Six.
Sixth grade. Wow. Hallelujah. All right. Well, what are y'all going to sing this morning?
Do You Love Jesus?
All right. That's my favorite. Thank you.
Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'll talk about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'll talk about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart.
Yes, I love him.
Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart.
I really love him.
Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart.
Way down in your heart. God bless you.
God bless y'all. Amen. I love that. Thank you, Bianca and Mother. Hallelujah.
You're welcome.
Thank God for mothers who are training their children up the way they should go, and fathers. We thank the Lord for each of you. We're going to have our speaker coming on soon, but before that speaker comes on, I got to tell you something that the Lord told me to tell you. You know, today is Children's Day on Bible Storyland, and the Lord loves children. In his word in Psalms 139, it talks about how he carefully formed and shaped the children. Oh, Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and my uprising, and understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Whither shall I go from the spirit, from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utter parts of the sea, you are there. Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall uphold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and darkness and the light on both sides are alike. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and thy soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in the secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyelids did see my substance, yet being imperfect, in thy book all my members were written, which is continuous, were fashioned when yet there was none of them. How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with you. So I thank God for the word in Psalms 39. I thank God for making children, creating children. He formed them. And you know, Jesus said, suffer little children, come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Yeah, he made children. We were once children, and we have children on the line. He made them. So I thank God for the children that he's making. You know, the children he's making now, they come here with their eyes open. You know, a long time ago, they used to drug them up so bad, and you know, when they were coming from the mother's womb, until they had their eyes closed. But now, oh, my God, they come in here wide awake. They know your voice. They know everything going on. They ain't drugged up no more. So I thank the Lord, you know, for what he's doing in all of us. God loves the children. You think maybe he don't pay attention to you? Yes, he does. He loves the children. When I say he loved the children, he stopped when the disciples, you know, they didn't want the children around. They were sending them away, and Jesus said, wait a minute. He said, wait a minute. They are a part of my kingdom too. So he loves the children. And he wants the children trained in his ways. He wants them taught his ways. So we got to take the time out to teach the children God's ways. His ways are higher than ours. And when we teach them his ways, it'll save their lives. It'll save their souls from destruction. You know, God esteems the children highly. He says, as arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, so are the children of our youth. So are the children of the youth. He said, happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. Ye shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies at the gate. Psalms 128:3. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Proverbs 17:6. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of the children are their fathers. So I thank God today. Matthew 19:14. But Jesus said, suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he loves children. You may think he doesn't, but he loves children. And we're his children, too, as adults. So we have to listen to God. We still have to obey him. I don't care how old we get. We're his children, and we must obey him. So I thank the Lord this morning for what he's doing on Bible Storyland. And you know, God is so holy. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. And he wants the children to come to him. But they can't come unless we let them. You know, sometimes you say, oh, no, you're too young, baby. No, no, you just 2 years old. But God is, you just 5 years old. You're too young. Don't stop them. Don't stop them. Let them come. You know, if you put on some praise music, those babies going to dance. They're going to lift up their little hands and dance. If you put on the devil's music, they're going to do the same thing. But we want to let them praise the Lord while they're young. We're going to let them praise the Lord while they're young. And you know, I thank God for the Bailey boys are on this morning. They're going to be singing in a minute. I mean, praying, and Caleb is going to be speaking this morning. But before he comes on, I want to tell you about Caleb. You know, Caleb, I remember I met Caleb. He was 1 or 2 years old. And I met his brothers. They were, you know, Caleb is the baby. So, you know, I met their mom and their dad, and I tell you what, when I met Denise, she said, "Oh, you Sister G," she came and gave me a big hug. I will never forget. And the boys were all on the bench, and their dad was living at the time, and they'd be all over him, on his neck, around his legs, on his arm, sitting around him when he sat down. And, you know, they've just been trained since they were babies in the womb. So I thank God for this mother. She's been through much. Hallelujah. But the Lord has strengthened her for such a time as this. So I thank God for Denise Bailey. Thank God for all the mothers and the fathers who are bringing up their children. And, you know, little Caleb was born in Jacksonville, Florida. He's a young man. He's going to tell you how old he is in a minute. He loves the Lord, and God's word is written on the tables of his heart. And he has 3 brothers. They're going to be praying as well. So good morning, Caleb Bailey. How are you this morning?
Great. Good.
You doing good?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Are you having a good school year thus far? You've been in for 1 week. How are you doing in school?
Good.
Good. All righty. How old are you now, Caleb?
8.
8 years old. Oh, you catching up with me. Oh, my goodness. You're going upward. Hallelujah. All right. So you're going to preach the word this morning. You got a title for your message?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Matthew 6 to 20.
Matthew 6 what?
To 20.
All right. Go right ahead. Let God have his way.
But store up yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Hello?
I'm here.
I read the verse.
Okay. You gonna expound on it? What's your message about?
It's about when you store your treasures in heaven, and you gotta remember what God gave you, and then the demons do not break your treasures while it's down in earth.
Go ahead.
Your heart and your mind and your soul going to be up in heaven that God gave you. That God gave you the spirit of braveness, not fear, and the Holy Spirit will reward you if you do something. Then you will have your heart, your mind, and your soul up in heaven with God and the angels.
Amen. Anything else?
No, ma'am. My brothers would like to pray.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for you, Caleb. That was an awesome word from Matthew 6, verse 20. He says, you know, don't lay up your treasures on the earth, but in heaven, where your heart is. So keep our hearts in heaven. Keep our minds stayed on the Lord. That was an awesome word from an eight-year-old. Store up your treasures in heaven, in your heart, your mind, your soul. He said, God gave us the spirit of braveness, not of fear. So I thank God for us keeping our minds stayed on God. You know, when an eight-year-old has the word of God in them, they could tell you some things, and you're like, whoa, that was a powerful word. Pastor Caleb, we thank God for you. All right, so we're ready for the Bailey boys to pray this morning. Who's going to pray first?
Odell Bailey.
Who is this? Hello?
My name is Good morning,
Ardell.
Sister G.
Good morning, Ardell. How are you? Speak just a little bit louder, baby. Ardell Bailey. Okay, go ahead. You going to pray
God,
for the children and their family?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go right ahead.
Father God, I thank you once again, Father God. I thank you for the 10-year-old homeless people, Father God, that their family will have with his hands closed on the back, food on the table, that they will be blessed, Father God. They'll get baptized in your word, Father God. God, we just thank you once again, Father God, that these people will have a great home, have everything they needed, everything, TV, food, clothes, and tables. If Father God, I thank you that your word, that this word will be spread over the city, Father God. I thank you that your blood will be upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you once again, Father God, that this day will be a great day for me and my brothers and my little sister, Grace Elizabeth Ross, Father God. I just plead the blood of Jesus over her, that nothing will happen to her while she's in heaven, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray once again, Father God, that your Holy Spirit will be covering us in the blood of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Ardell. Beautiful prayer. All right, who's praying next?
Samuel.
Good morning, Samuel. How are you? How old are you
good.
Now, Sam?
I'm 11.
11? Woo! Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, go right ahead and pray, baby.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you have created, Father God. Father God, thank you for the families. Well, thank you for your court of will to be known, Father God, on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. Father God, thank you to just help the families that are 11 years old. I mean, the kids that are 11 years old, sons and daughters, Father God, abused, Father God, that are being mentally abused, Father God, and for what they are going through, Father God. Please teach them or send somebody, like, please teach them that they know the word of God, Father God, that they are a child of you, Father God. Father God, and no matter what happens to them, you are always on their side, Father God. Father God, and you help the kids that are in need, Father God. Just help the families that are in need, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, well, I ask you for your according will to be done, Father God, and for those mothers and fathers who are young, Father God, kids who are young getting killed, Father God, especially our race, Father God. Father God, thank you to just help our race, Father God, not to be, because for the people who say that we're ignorant, Father God, please show that, well, we need to show the other people that we're not ignorant, Father God, and we're not stupid and retarded and mentally all that, Father God. Thank you to just help me with the kids with the attitude and for their and for their so they can live longer on the earth and to learn about more of you. Jesus, and I pray, amen.
Amen. Awesome prayer for the 11-year-olds and their families. Thank you, Samuel. Thank you so much. All right, who's
You're
next?
Welcome.
Zachariah, you praying?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, come closer to the phone.
I am.
Okay, good.
Yes, ma'am. Pray now?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Father God, Lord, I thank you for this day, and God, I thank you that we will have a good time with you, and God, I thank you that we will be, that we will not be bad with you, and God, I thank you that we will all go to heaven, and God, I thank you that we will not be disrespecting you, and God, I thank you. Today, we will not have a good time. That we will have a good time. God, I thank you that we will not be disrespectful to others. And God, I thank you that you will listen to older people. God, I thank you that you will obey God, that if you honor your mother and father, that your day will be long upon the earth. Father God, I thank you that we will be kind to others. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Oh my God, I thank God for the Bailey boys this morning. For Caleb, who brought the word, that awesome word from Matthew. I thank God for Ardell, who prayed for the homeless family. Thank God for Samuel, who prayed for the 11-year-old families. I thank God for Zach, who prayed to the Lord that the children would be obedient and they would respect the Lord. So I thank God for each of you. Be blessed. In the name of Jesus, don't hang up yet. We're continuing in the Word of God. You know, God esteems and respects and admires children. They are very important to Him. There are qualities the Lord put in children that we need to keep. Matthew 18:3, and He said, truly, I tell you, unless you become like one of these, like a little child, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So the qualities that children have, they're humble. You see, most children are very, very humble, and they are teachable. When they're very young, they're very teachable, and they're trusting and they're honest. So I thank God for the children. And, you know, the Lord said obedience is the way of life. Obedience is the way of life. When we teach our children to be obedient, when they're young, they're going to obey God. Obedience must be taught. It is a willingness to do as you're asked to do, to follow instruction, a willingness. And you know what? Sometimes we have to use the rod on the children. It says foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will beat it out of them. So sometimes, you know, we have to correct them. God, the Lord said He chastens those whom He loves. He chastises us too as adults. Jesus learned obedience through the things He suffered. Hebrews 5:8. The word says, even though Jesus was God's son, He learned obedience from things He suffered. Obedience is compliance with an order, request, or law, or submission to another in authority. God first has us to obey our parents. You know, when we're children, he teaches us through our parents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. The Bible is written for Christians. Christian children, obey your parents because you belong to God. And when you obey your parents, you're obeying God. Disobedience is a sin. The Bible continues, and it says in Ephesians 6:2, honor. And honor means to respect with your words, You know, some children get out of the way. They begin to suck their teeth. They begin to roll their eyes and stomp their feet when those hormones change. But hopefully, we are training them in such a way that that will not occur, that even when their hormones change, they will still honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And what's the promise? That you may live long upon the earth. God requires obedience of all age groups. Just as we are to obey our parents when we're growing up, we must obey God. God commanded us to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our might, strength. That's everything within us. These words which God commanded shall be in our heart, and we shall teach them to our children. And, you know, Deuteronomy teaches us to teach these words to our children. Over in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, these words which I command you this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and talk of them when we sittest down in the house, and when thou wakest by the way, and when thou liest, and when thou risest up. And, you know, in a lot of homes now, I notice there's like division. One child in there on the computer, another one on the iPad, another one listening to music, and, you know, another one looking at TV. They're all over, but they're not in a family unit. They're not being trained. The mothers are, the fathers, they don't know what the children are listening to or even what they're looking at. But God requires that we train our children and that we know what it is they're into. We got to train them to his ways. He said train them, teach them diligently. When they're sitting down, when you're sitting down at the dinner table or the breakfast table, you know, you teach them scriptures. Make them memorize scriptures. Say, here, when you ride in the school bus today, this is your note card you wrote the scripture on. Memorize it. You say it all the way to school. That'll keep them out of trouble. Here, when you're sitting at lunch today, instead of talking so much, read this scripture on your note card that you wrote out. You know, you buy those little index cards at Dollar Tree. So I thank God for the word. And, you know, when they come back home, you sit them down and you feed them a snack and you say, what went on today? How'd you do? Now, I want you to tell me your scripture from memory. If they don't know it yet, keep teaching it to until they learn it. They need to learn the word of God. It should be written the way it's going to be written on the tables of their heart when they memorize it, when they memorize the scripture. That's how God's going to write on the table of their heart. He can't write it if they don't know no scripture. They got to know it first. So I thank God this morning for the word of God. And, you know, he said, look here, even before they go to bed at night, you teach them. When they walk down the street, you know, when you're in the grocery store, you're walking around, you're teaching them about God. When they get up in the morning, bend the knee with your children. Get on your knees. You can't get on your knees, just sit on the chair and let them bend their knees. Let them pray. You could tell the nice is teaching those boys to pray. You see how those Bailey boys prayed? Did you hear how Bianca sang songs with her mother? They're teaching the children. They're training them up in the way they should go. And, you know, children sometimes, they'll rise up against their own parents. But we got to say, hey, excuse me, you forgot who I am. I'm still your mom. I'm still your daddy. You still got to obey me. So, you know, salvation comes to the heart of children as well as to the hearts of an adult. So if you weren't saved when you were a child, it's time for salvation now. So press 1. God saved us, and he said we got to go and tell others about the goodness of the Lord. We can't just keep it to ourselves. You know that song, he's been so good to me, I just can't keep it to myself. So we can't keep it to ourselves. We got to spread. He said, go ye into all the world and tell others about what I've done for you, the good news of the gospel of Christ, how Jesus died, and on the third day I rose him up. So you got to be in the word and study the word, and you got to tell other people about the word. Well, I want to give a shout out to Deborah today from Paducah, Kentucky. I believe that's Deborah on with us this morning. I thank God for Deborah this morning. The devil is a liar. What the devil meant for your harm, Deborah, the Lord is turning around for your good. I decree and declare you're going to be out that hospital today or very soon. So we love you, Deborah. We thank you for being on. And, you know, once we get saved, first I want to ask, is there anyone on here who's not saved yet? We got pastors on here, ministers on here. My aunt is on here. Apostle G is on with us this morning. Good morning, Apostle G. How are you?
Praise the Lord, family. How are you all doing this great day?
I'm doing great. We're doing good this morning. Thank God for you.
Yeah, just stop by for a moment. I've got to get up and do some things. So while I'm still resting in my bed, I just thought I'd call and be on for a second, and then I'm going to get up and be about my day. I got service in a few hours, so I've got to get up and get moving. But I pray that the Spirit of the Lord, His presence will be upon every person on the show today and their families and their connections, and that the presence of the Lord will bring presence, gifts into your life today that man could not have done, that God would do something today that would allow you to know that He is God and there is no other God, that the Holy Spirit, the holy breath of God will breathe upon you today, bringing you to a higher connection to Him, and pour out His love upon you, that you will be able to pour out His love through your love to others, and that the peace of God that surpasses all of understanding that rules and guards your hearts. Today, I heard you say about the children. I pray that children would have an ear to listen to what parents have to say. And we say often about children obey your parents in the Lord, which is true. However, the Bible also says parents don't provoke their children to anger, to wrath. So we pray for parents to have a sweet spirit, a kind spirit toward their children, to love their children, and to care that fathers are protectors, that they would protect their children and teach them how to protect themselves and provide for them, and that mothers would be nurturers and cuddle their children. And I've been telling my kids that no matter what your child age is, every once in a while you need to hug your child and kiss on your child and encourage your child to be the best that they can be, and to tell your children that you are proud of them, regardless of what state they find themselves in, because encouragement brings a person to a higher level of morals in their lives, and we just encourage them. So I encourage each of you today to be blessed and to be highly favored and to walk in the admonition of the Lord and do whatever He's called you to do in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Is there anyone on this morning that's not saved? Press 1. And we have pastors who will walk you through the plan of salvation. God wants everybody saved. He don't want anybody to be lost. Anybody not saved, press 1. All right, well, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Everyone saved on Bible Storyland this morning. And you know what? Backsliding is a sin. We got to move forward in God. We got to keep hungering and thirsting for righteousness. We can not go backwards. We can't afford to. We don't know the hour or the day when the Lord will come back. So we got to be ready when He comes. We got to keep our vessels filled with oil. We can't let them go low and then go back and try to fill with oil because He may come. So I thank God for each of you being on with us this morning. Well, you know what? It is prayer time on Bible Storyland. We're going to be praying for those of you who need prayer. We're going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins, and we're going to give God thanks for the glorious day He allowed her to have on last week, her one-year anniversary being a pastor. And I thank God for her strength that He's given her. And we're going to be praying for Jackie Travis. You know, she's a caregiver. That's her ministry, a caregiver, to take care of the people of God. She ministers to them too. I'm sure she gives them baths and she helps cook meals for them. And thank God for Pastor Huggins. He's out the hospital. Hallelujah. God heard our prayers. So we're thanking the Lord this morning for hearing and answering prayers. You know, we would feel like our prayers were in vain if God didn't answer them. And sometimes He said yes. Sometimes He says no, and sometimes He says wait. And, you know, that's the thing that we have to learn. Like, you know, sometimes we want everything in a hurry. This is the microwave generation. Hurry up and give it to me. Then when you get it, you put it aside. You don't even value it. So, you know how children, they, Mama, Daddy, I want this, I want that, I want the other. And they get it, they play with it for about a day or two, and then they put it aside. Then they want something else. So, you know what? We got to value what God gives us. Value it. It's valuable treasures that God don't give us no junk now. He gives us valuable treasures. So it's prayer time. Press 1 if you need prayer. If you're already online, just state your prayer request. Make your request known. Hallelujah.
Amen. Continue to pray for me and my family. Pray for my sister. She's about to get a kidney transplant, and I hope it goes well. You know, with her body and with the thing. But pray for my family. Also pray for my son. Pray for my son. Just pray for my children. Amen. God bless.
Okay. Thank you, Evangelist Stacy Holman. Anybody else? Prayer.
Good morning, Sister G.
Yes.
Hi, this is Denise, the boy's mom. I would like for you to keep, I have an associate, a good friend of mine. She's been dealing with some things pertaining to her daughter. She ran away. She's been gone for like 2 months now, and she have a kidney disease, and she has cysts on them, and also her son, and also for the boys. Even though they're doing pretty good, school started for like 2 weeks, but for Sammy, it's been 3 weeks because he went back a week before Duval County. And also, you know, that they can continue to do what God called them to do and don't get distracted and easily, you know, to be led astray.
Okay.
And also, you know, ma'am.
Go ahead. Keep going.
And also with me, too, with the script that I keep needing pertaining to these four boys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Denise. All right, prayer request. Press 1 if you haven't pressed 1. Press 1. Okay, hold on. We got Bishop David Bryan on with us this morning from D-Land, Florida. Good morning, Bishop. How are you?
I'm good, Sister G, preparing to go home.
All right, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for answering prayers.
Yes, and I thank God for you and how you are an intercessor and how you prayed for those you prayed for last night. We appreciate you 100%. Amen. God has made you a true intercessor.
Amen. Thank you so much. I thank God for your prayer line. Bishop has a prayer line, and come on. At 11 o'clock on Friday night, so I was privileged to be able to be on there last night, and I thank God for allowing us to be on there. I thank God for the Spirit of God on the inside of Bishop. He's a true man of God, so I thank God for strengthening him. He's been on his bed of affliction, but you know what? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he'll deliver us out of them all. And I see a young woman on here this morning, Miss Womack, I thank God for you being on. I met her last night at a prayer dinner. Awesome, mighty woman of God, young woman of God on the battlefield for the Lord. Thank you for being on with us. So we thank God for all of you. Any more prayer requests? Press 1.
Yes, pray for Mother Dawson. She just called me. Her sister is too very sick, and they're on their way to the hospital right now.
Okay. Thank you, Bishop. Anybody else? Prayer request, press 1. We won't know your prayer request unless you press 1 and make them. I did see Mother Irma on here this morning with us. All righty. Any more prayer requests?
We're getting ready to pray in a minute. Pastor Donna Hawkins, can you pray with me this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to start the prayer by praying for you and your family. And if you could pray for, let's see, Denise Bailey and the Bailey boys. She said her friend's daughter ran away, and the young lady has a kidney disease. And, you know, pray for the Bailey boys, those that prayed and the one who spoke the word this morning. I appreciate it. So I'm going to start.
Ma'am.
Then if you could come in next and pray for Denise and the Bailey boys and those requests. Father, we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, know our name. You know our address, our fingerprints. You know our voice. You gave it to us, Lord God. What an awesome God you are. You gave each individual different fingerprints, different footprints, and different voices. But, Father, help us to know your voice. Help us to be able to have that type of discernment when we can hear your voice and know your voice, because your voice is a distinct voice. And we love your voice, oh God. We love the words of your mouth more than our necessary food. So we are so grateful this morning, oh God. And, Lord, I thank you for Pastor Donna Hawkins. I thank you for choosing her for such a time as this, for allowing her to minister to your people. I thank you, Lord God, for all the things that you are allowing her to do in this season, this hour, Lord God. Continually, Lord God, guide her by your high right hand, your holy arm, and your strong arm, oh God. Oh God, give her a greater measure of discernment than ever before. And, Lord, we thank you for her mother who loves her and whom she loves. And we thank you for Mother Newsom, who's been on her bed of affliction. But, Lord, you're an awesome God. We don't know from one day to the next the mighty great things that you're doing. You're doing wonderful things in the earth realm. And we come with grateful hearts. We say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And, Lord, I lift up Mother Hawkins. Oh, God, I thank you for this mighty woman of God who's been on the battlefield a long time. We thank you for the aged women of God, Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in their lives. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we thank you today that you love the babies all the way. You love the elderly. You love the youth. You love everybody. You said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, to die. And I thank you that even though he died, you raised him up the third day. And we thank you for the intercessions, Lord Jesus, that you are making for Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins, for missionary Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. And Lord, we thank you for Pastor Donna's husband, Lord God, Henderson Hawkins, who stands by her side, who prays continuously, Lord God. We thank you for that great man of God you gave her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing in Pastor Henderson and Minister Henderson's life, oh God, drawing him closer to you than ever before. And we thank you, Lord God, for their marriage. We ask you to bless their marriage, Lord. They celebrated so many years anniversary, Lord God, even in their marriage, Lord God. We cover it with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for what you're doing in all of us on Bible Storyland. Have your way today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Gracious Lord, I am we bow this morning. First of all, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, before I ask you for anything, Lord, I thank you for what you have already done. Lord, I thank you for this service this morning that Minister G has brought to us, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you that we can feel it moving in our hearts, Lord. Lord, while I'm bowed, I ask a special blessing on Sister Denise, Lord. Lord, you made her and you know all about her, Lord. Lord, she is a mighty woman of God, Lord. Lord, we can see her fruits, Lord. A tree is known by the fruit that they bear. And, Lord, we can see that you are working through her and in her family. So we're so grateful, Lord. We're so thankful. Lord, we're so thankful for her sons
And right now, Lord, I ask a special covering on Brother Ardale, on Brother Samuel, on Brother Zechariah, and on Brother Caleb. Lord, Lord, we thank you that the testimony that they have through their lives, Lord, reaches all the way to Kentucky and beyond, Lord. Lord, we thank you that we can hear the sincerity in their voices, Lord. Lord, we thank you for their mother who is training them up in the way that they should go. And we know, Lord, that Satan is busy. We know that. We recognize that, Lord. But, Lord, you have your seed planted on the inside of these Bailey boys, Lord. And all of them, Lord, will do great works for you, Lord, because you've already begun that good work. And, Lord, we know that you will complete the good work that you've started in them, Lord. Continue to let them know that they are different because they're supposed to be different, Lord. Lord, you called them for your work, Lord. So, Lord, just continue to encourage them and continue to strengthen them, Lord. Continue to let them know that you are right there with them, that you will never leave them nor forsake them, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask that you will put people around them who will encourage them, Lord. Lord, we ask you to guard their hearts and guard their minds, Lord. Lord, we ask that anyone who comes in contact with those boys, Lord, will be changed because they know that you live on the inside of them. Continue to bless these boys because they are a blessing to so many others, Lord. Lord, we thank you for using them as young as they are to carry your message. We thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, there is a young lady who has run away, Lord. And, Lord, you know all about that situation too, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to touch her, touch her mind, Lord. Let her know that she's not alone, that you'll never leave her nor forsake her, Lord. But you are right there with her too, Lord. So, Lord, just give her the comfort that she needs, Lord. Lord, bless her family, Lord. Keep them safe and keep them comforted, Lord, in your word. Lord, we love you so much. We thank you for the message that we received from Brother Caleb today, Lord. And, Lord, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Lord, Lord, our hope is built on heavenly things where the rust, where the moth can't get at it, Lord. But, Lord, we've hidden your word in our hearts, Lord, so that we will not sin against you. We love you, Lord, and we thank you so much for what our hearts have felt this morning, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for the sincerity of the Bailey boys, for their family, Lord. Keep them in your care. We love you, Lord. We thank you, too, for Sister G. Continue to bless her, for she is a blessing to so many others. Bless her and keep her strong. It is in the precious name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm going to pray for Jackie Travis and the things that she requested. And, excuse me, if you could pray, Pastor Donna, for Bishop David Bryan. And he also asked that we pray for Mother Dawson, who's very ill right now. So I'll go ahead. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning. We thank you so much. Oh, God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your love, for your people, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for your daughter, Jackie Travis, who faithfully come on Bible Storyland every week, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, for the ministry of a caregiver. Lord God, she's not just a person who goes in and just do a job, but she touches the lives of everybody she takes care of, oh God. We thank you for your spirit on the inside of her, meeting the needs of your people, speaking great things into their lives about the goodness of you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Huggins, who comes on with her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen Pastor Huggins, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we just ask you to bless him, oh God, like never before. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, for Deborah Jones, who's been in the hospital, oh, God, who's on her way out the hospital, Lord. We thank you for her strength. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing on the inside of Deborah, Lord. Father, you are her healer, Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. Send the word and heal Deborah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, Jackie mentioned some families who lost family members, Lord God. We lift up the bereaved, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them the oil of joy for their mourning, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, you are a mighty God, and you are a comforter. You comfort those, Lord God, who need comfort. You strengthen those who need strength. You give those peace who need peace. You are Jehovah Shalom. So we bless and honor you, and we thank you this morning for your love, your love, your love, your mercy, your grace, and your great favor. Oh, we just adore and bless you today, Lord God. We honor your holy presence, and we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Precious Lord, I bow again, thanking you, Lord, for Bishop David Bryant. Lord, it's a privilege and an honor just to be able to pray for him. He is your servant, Lord. Lord, he's been sick, but you raised him up. We thank you for that. He's still a blessing, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for his radio program, Praying for Others. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for the strength that you are giving to him day by day, Lord. And, Lord, we do know that he is making a difference there in the residential facility where he's living right now, Lord. He's still letting his light so shine before men that they may see your good works but glorify the Father in heaven. We thank you for Bishop Bryant, Lord. We thank you for the message that he continues to deliver, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the life that he continues to live. We thank you for the example that he continues to show, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for Bishop Bryant. Lord, bless him. Keep him. Strengthen his body. Keep his mind, Lord. Lord, bless him and keep him in every way that you know that he needs to be kept, all to be kept by Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for keeping him. And then, Lord, I ask a special blessing on Mother Dawson. Lord, she's sick right now, but we do know that you are more than a doctor, that you are a healer, and you've never lost a patient, Lord. So, Lord, if it be your holy will, we ask you to touch her body, heal her body, Lord. Lord, we know you can, and we believe you will. So we're standing on your word today, Lord. Your word says we have not because we ask not. We're asking today for a special blessing for Mother Dawson. Bless her body, Lord. Lord, we ask you to bless her family, Lord, and keep them in your care, Lord. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much, knowing that when we call on your holy name, you hear us and you answer our prayers. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the confidence that you've given us, Lord. Oh, Lord, we can stand on your word, Lord. We thank you for your word. It is in the precious name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Well, we have Prophetess Ernestine Lawson on with us this morning, and possibly her husband. Good morning, Prophetess Ernestine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I saw what time it is, and I said, oh, my God, I see the G. So I just send greetings to you. I hear your throat. But if you need me for anything, I'm here this morning.
Certainly do. I need you to pray for some elderly people this morning. So I would like for you to pray for Miss Ludell. These are the elderly. Mother Irma.
Ludell.
Mother Penny. Oh, I'm sorry. You need a pen? Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, hold on. I'm running. I got
all
it.
All right.
You said Ludell.
You ready?
Mother
Miss
Irma.
Miss Ludell. Mother Irma. Mother Irma just got out of the hospital. She had pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for Mother Fanny. She's an elderly woman that lives in near D-Land, Florida. Pray for Brother Raleigh and Mother Ford, his wife. And Pastor Huggins. You need me to give you the names again?
Yeah.
Miss Ludell. Mother
mm-hmm.
Irma, Mother Fanny, Brother Raleigh and Mother Ford, Pastor Huggins, and any other elderly that the Lord leads you to pray for. If you could pray for the elderly this morning.
Mm-hmm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank and we praise you. We just give you glory. We lift you up and we magnify you, O God. We thank you, Lord God, that in our life living, O God, you said 1 year is like 1,000 days in your time. But, Father, Lord God, that you said you're not always strive with man, that you would give man at least 120 years of living. And, Lord, we've seen through your word what you did with Moses, where he had health and strength until the day that he died. We lift up these senior citizens, O God, Sister Ludell, oh God, Mother Irma, Mother Fanny, oh God, Brother Riley and Mother Ford and Pastor Huggins, oh God, and Lord God, that you restore the years that the canker and the locust and the palm of one the things that were eating at them, oh God, that may, Lord God, cause pain in their bones, oh God, stiffness in the joints. God, we thank you, Lord God, that they're blessed and highly favored. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we lose every form of bondage of infirmity, oh God, that comes with old age, oh God. And we pray that, Lord God, that you restore their youth like an eagle. Lord God, the eagle, Lord God, takes off and plucks out everything that's going to hold him back. So, Lord God, give them strength, oh God, so that they can endure this walk in life as a good soldier, oh God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, just to restore the youth, restore their activity of their limb, oh God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, we thank you that their minds are so sharp. We thank you, Lord God, that they're so seeking after you. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given them a heart desire to serve you in spite of their ages, oh God. And well, Lord God, we lift up all senior citizens to you, oh God, those that don't know you for the pardoning of their sin, oh God. God, we pray, Lord God, that laborers will go down their pathway to minister unto them, oh God, that they, Lord God, might say, I yield, Lord, the help I know, that they, Lord God, would turn to you, oh God. And Father, we thank you and we encourage those that do know you for the pardoning of their sin to minister, oh God, to those that are in the nursing home, those that are in the realm of the senior citizen, oh God. And Lord God, we thank you and we believe for souls to be saved and bodies to be healed. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Pastor Donna, I'm going to ask you to pray for the children of the world, for their safety, their protection, for their obedience, bind up generational curses, and speak blessings over the children. I'm going to repeat it. Pray for the safety, protection of our children, obedience, bind up generational curses, speak blessings over our children, and however else the Lord leads you. And then Prophetess Ernestine, I'm going to ask you to come after her and pray for Evangelist Stacy Holman. Her sister needs a kidney transplant. Pray for her son. Pray for her family and her husband and her two daughters and her son.
Stacy Holman, a daughter, two daughters and son. And who needs a kidney?
Her sister needs a kidney transplant.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
Amen. Okay, Pastor Donna, could you pray for the children?
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow again, thanking you, Lord, for the precious gifts of children that you have given to us, Lord. Lord, right now, I pray for their safety, Lord. Lord, protect our children. Lord, I pray that you will wrap your arms of protection around them and keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, you know that they're starting a new school year, Lord. And, Lord, we are praying for every facility, every teacher, every person who comes in contact with our young people, Lord. Lord, please help them to value the lives of our children, Lord. Lord, we are thankful for the children that you have given to us, Lord. So, Lord, we do ask that we would be obedient parents, that we will do our part, Lord, to bring our children up in a way that's pleasing in your sight, Lord. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, we break all generational curses that are plaguing our children, Lord. Lord, we are asking you to pull down the strongholds, Lord, that may be binding our children up, Lord. Lord, we know you can do it. And we're asking right now for your favor, Lord, on our children. We're asking, Lord, for your blessings, Lord. Lord, bless our children. Keep them in your care, Lord. Lord, we are thankful that you've given them to us, Lord. Lord, we are thankful for the precious gifts of our children. Just continue to bless them and keep them, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for our babies. Protect them, Lord. Keep them in your care, Lord. Lord, draw them closer to you, Lord. Lord, give them the relationship that they need with you, Lord. Let them see that they can't make it without you, but through you all things are possible, Lord. Lord, help them to see that if they will seek you first, then all the other things will be added unto them, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our children. Lord, we do ask you to bless them and keep them in your care. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you, God, We thank you, you're the Lord that healeth thee. You're Lord God, our Father. You are our protector. You're our guide, oh God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you have ordered our steps. And Lord God, I thank you for ordering the steps for Sticky Holman, oh God. Oh God, as she lifts up her family in prayer, we come in agreement with her, Lord God, that, oh God, that her daughters and her sons, oh God, would come to serve you in the spirit of holiness and truth. Oh God, we lift up her family, oh God, knowing, Lord God, that you called not just her, but her whole entire family, oh God. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the ministry gift of Sister Holman, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for using her in a mighty way, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that as an intercessor, oh God, that we come in agreement for all that she's duty bound to pray for. And even, Lord God, as she's praying and believing for her sister, oh God, for a kidney transplant. But God, we call for the creative miracle. Oh, God, of our Shaddai. We call for creative miracles, God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, since I know about the kidneys, oh, God. We pray, Lord God, that the tubes that focus the blood, that sends the blood to the kidney, will be opened up and cleansed, oh, God. Father, Lord, remove any toxin, any blockage, of anything, Lord God, that is not allowing the tubes that flows the blood from functioning properly. And then, Lord God, we speak to the kidney, oh God, while stowing Sister Holman's sister's body, that you will line up with the word of God. And the word of God said by Jesus Christ that she's already healed, oh God. So we call forth a renewness. We call for a creative miracle within the kidney line, oh God. Oh God, that every bullet, every tube, and every cell, oh God, will reactivate. We call forth her white blood cells and her red blood cells to reactivate, to revive the nutrition that it needs, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for the dialysis machine. But Lord God, we know that you're able to do exceedingly above all we can ask or think. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. However you want to fix it, whether through a transplant or restoring the kidney that's already in that body, God, we thank you for it, because we know you can do exceedingly above we can ask or think. You can do a miracle right now in this moment. So, Lord God, we thank you, oh God, that we come in agreement with Sister Holman for her sister and her family. Lord God, that whatever they stand in need of, oh God, that those needs should be met. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Ooh, amen, amen. Well, we have Miss Ludell on with us this morning. I'm going to put her on. Hold on 1 second.
Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, that's okay, Miss Ludell. We were just praying for you a little bit ago. How are you?
I'm still. I put it like that. Thank God for being still.
Amen.
Yes.
We love you, Miss
yes.
Ludell. The youngest one on here, 94 years young. We thank God
yes.
for you. She's in Applin, Georgia, near Augusta, so we thank God for you. You going to sing
thank
or you have a prayer request this morning?
Well, yes, a friend of mine passed, I think it was Tuesday, and of course, you know, others that are there, plus the one that, you know, we're still continuously praying for, that's Mary Jean and her boys and myself and my family, my church family.
All right. Well, okay, you're going to sing or you want to just want me just to pray for you?
Yes, ma'am. It's you want me to sing?
If you would like
it's
to,
too
only
late.
If you would like to sing.
Well, I sing just one more time.
All right, go right ahead.
Just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time. Good Lordy, I'm glad to be in the number just one more time, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song. That makes me so glad to be in number one more time, just to hear your prayers, just to hear your prayer, just to hear your prayer, just to hear your prayer. Oh, good Lord, I'm so glad to be in the number. One more time, just one more time, just one more time, just one more time, just one more time. Good Lordy, I'm glad to be in the number. One more time. Amen.
Amen. In the
Amen.
Number one. Hallelujah. We thank God for abundant life. Miss Ludell, we are so grateful that you joined us, no matter how early, how late. We're just grateful that you can come on.
Excuse
you are
me.
Blessing
thank
us
you.
For
thank
land,
you.
And we are thankful for you. We really
yes,
thank God for you. As a matter of fact, there was prayer for you not too long ago, but we're going to Minister Victoria from Pennsylvania is on with us, and we're going to ask her to pray for you. You said to pray for bereaved families, to pray for you,
yes,
pray
Lord.
For your family, Mary Jean and her family. Good
yes.
morning, my sister. Victoria, how are you? Victoria? Can't hear you. You must be on mute. I know you're on.
I was on mute. I'm good. How's everyone?
Doing great. Thank God. Your mother's on with us, so we pray for her. Pray for the elderly. But I'm going to ask you to do a special prayer for Miss Ludell and for
yes,
her family, for the bereaved. You know, as we get older,
yes.
we see and we hear more and more people dying every day, people that we
yes.
know, and sometimes it's disturbing. So pray for her and pray for her niece, Mary Jean, and her family.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for the power to intercede and stand in the gap. But I thank you that our prayers will reach heaven. But I thank you for the activation of our faith, God, that our words are taking feet and is running to the places that we're sending to. In Jesus' mighty name, God, I lift up, Lord God, Ms. Ludell's family. I lift up Ms. Ludell, and I just thank you for the strength of the Lord, the arm of the Lord, the witness of the Lord, being the portion like never before, Father. Anything that is wrong, God, anything that's out of place, whether it be physical, Father, Lord God, whether it be spiritual, Father, Father, we decree and declare a clean house and a strong house. A clean house and a strong house. God, I thank you right now, Lord God, everything that's been contaminated, Father, The blood cleanses. God, I thank you, Lord God, for renewing of the mind. God, I thank you right now for the visitation of the Lord, that you will visit each and every one in her bloodline in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for those walking in the faith, Father, that will be a great witness for the family, that will stand in the gap and say, no, devil, you can't have my family. Whereby seeds came in through misunderstandings, through hurts and disappointments, Lord God, through lies and deceptions, through theft, robbery, Lord God, wherever the enemy came in, God, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, the bloodstained banner, Lord God, can heal all diseases, can heal all hurts and pains and rejection, unforgiveness, bitterness, biting, Lord God, the word of the Lord heals, the word of the Lord still delivers. So, Father, we ask that you deliver them, Lord God, from the things that are too hard and too impossible for them to get out of themselves. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for angelic assistance, Lord God. We say, angels, go and contend and go and war for every enemy that will stand in the way of their breakthrough. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, shalom being over their household, over their generation, because in shalom is all that they will have need of. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the anointing of re, that you're going to reestablish this family, Father. You're going to cause recovery. They shall recover all, God. God, we thank you for reformation, reconciliation coming to this family, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the prodigals that are coming back, the prodigal sons and the prodigal daughters. We say, now comes soteria, now comes salvation, now comes healing, now comes deliverance for this family. And Father, I thank you that you have not forgotten about her labor of love. Lord God, those prayers that she prayed, Lord God, 20 years ago, you shall now see. I hear the Lord say, you shall now see that what you have been asking me for, that's what you have been waiting on. So the Lord say, wait no longer, it is on the way. So Father God, I thank you, Lord God, God, for her faithfulness and her endurance, God, that she has endured, Lord God, hardships, Lord God, but she has never let go of your arm. So, Father God, I just thank you for the good things that are located in this family. In the name of Jesus, and God, we bless this family, Father. We say shalom, shalom, be upon this family. And as we continue to pray, Father, we look at the bereaved families, Lord God, those that lost their loved ones to tragedies, Lord God, through death, Lord God, through Lord God, just freak accidents, Lord God, and just natural death, Father. You said there's a time to die and there's a time to live. So, Father God, we just thank you through this time, Lord God, however the enemy came in, Father. Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, for the strength of the Lord, for the families that lost their loved ones, that they can go on, by even though they're going to miss their loved one, Father, they will not be in a state of depression, but they'll know how to live on. They'll know how to walk in the ways of righteousness. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you will send help to that one that's in a backslidden state, Lord God, that one that say, I just can't live without that one. God, I thank you that you will send help to those ones, Lord God, that just don't know how to come out of it, Lord God, just don't know how to let go, Lord, just don't know how to live without that person, Father. Send the help, God, Lord God, to that one, God, that the one that will say, I'm just going to give up, I'm going to kill myself. We bind suicidal tendencies right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak life and longevity over the ones, though, God, that have been affected by loss of a loved one in Jesus' mighty name. And, Father, as we continue praying, God, I lift up Mary Jean family, and I just thank you for the woman of God. God, I just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in her and what you're about to do in her, through her, and for her in the name of Jesus. God, I speak healing and restoration to her mind, healing and restoration to her body, healing and restoration to her soul in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been touched, everything that has been damaged, God. Lord God, every evil report, God, every evil diagnosis, God, we are calling on the greatest physician. You are Dr. Jesus. God, you are doctors of over all doctors. We thank you for the doctors of the natural, God. But God, I think that they're just practitioners, Lord God. But Lord God, you are the healer of all. You can heal anything. There is nothing too hard or impossible for you to do. That's why we are calling on thy great name. God, your name is so great and so greatly to be praised. Who is like the Lord that is strong and mighty, the Lord that is mighty in battle? We call on our Redeemer. And God, I ask that you redeem this family, Father. Lord God, from, Lord God, even death threats, Lord God, even words that have been spoken out against one another, Father. I say, let healing come for this family, Lord God, through, Lord God, disappointments and word curses, Lord God, and even witchcraft, Lord God, from a grandmother's side, Father. I break the witchcraft right now in the name of Jesus. God, that thing where the enemy says, I'll stay here and I'll skip another generation. Devil, you are a lie that you still are. You're not skipping no more. We decree and declare a breakthrough, Lord God, for this family in Jesus' name, from witchcraft, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, even those that are normally operating in witchcraft, Father, God, I just thank you right now, Lord God, for a Damascus, Lord God, experience, Father. I just thank you right now. You say, suffer wish not to live. But God, you say you wish that none should perish. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over that one that's normally practicing witchcraft, God. Whatever's going wrong, God, God, we just thank you, Lord God, as you can still set that person free. So, Father God, I just speak healing and deliverance over this family, Lord God, and I loose love with this been hate. Lord God, where there's been, Lord God, turmoil, and where there's been rejection, and where there's been fight, God, I thank you for the peace, Lord God, of the Lord to come upon this family like never before in the name of Jesus. And God, I think that you are ordering her steps, Lord God, and you are calling her to go into a new place, and a new place in the spirit as well as the natural, in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the prayers of the righteous availeth much in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And well, I thank God for everything that's going on today. We have Pastor Caleb brought the word this morning. He's going to come on and sing a song for us. Good morning again, Pastor Caleb. How are you?
Good.
I got to go back
and
hear it.
Amen. What are you going to sing, Caleb?
My song that we be hearing in this church.
All right. Go ahead.
Father, Lord, I thank you what you've done. Every moment that you have done, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you that you are King of High. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for everything that you have done. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Every day that you have done, precious all is over me. Oh, thank you. Oh, God. Lord, I pray every day that you have done.
Amen. We thank the Amen. Lord for you. That was awesome. Lord, I thank you.
Well.
Yeah, we got to thank you. No matter what age we are, we got to thank you. Pastor Caleb, I thank you. I think I heard your little brother singing in the background, too. So we thank the Bailey boys for their prayers. We thank you, Caleb, for the word of God. And we thank you for that song that y'all sang this morning. Thank you so much, Caleb. I love you all. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. Today is Children's Day, and we're thanking the Lord for our children. We love the children, and Jesus loves the children. He said little children come on. I'm sorry, did you say something, Caleb?
When I was still singing, y'all was keep on talking when y'all thought I was done.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, baby. I apologize. Go ahead. Finish.
Look.
We can't hear you. It clicked. If something went off, you got to come back. We can't hear you. Go ahead. Caleb, it keep going off. You come on for a second and you go off. Can you lay the phone down, put it on speaker and sing? Caleb, we can't hear you. Caleb, are you still there? He wanted to finish his song, but we can't hear you, baby. Caleb? All right. Well, I don't know. I think their phone went off or something, but we can't hear him. But we're going to close out unless he comes back. We thank God for Children's Day. All praise, all thanksgiving to our holy God, to the awesome, almighty, all-wise God. We appreciate Father God. We're rejoicing in the Lord always. And again, we say rejoice. So I thank God. You know, we serve a great God. Nothing is impossible to him. I know sometimes, you know, the doctors say, you know, this can't be. Oh, no. The Lord said, whatever we ask in his name, believing, if sometimes our faith in him is not strong enough. We believe the doctor more than we believe Dr. Jesus. But we got to believe the Lord's report. So his report is the only report. Whose report will you believe? We believe the Lord's report. No matter what the doctors say, no matter what the employer says, no matter what the president of the United States say, no matter what the governor say, no matter, we got to believe the report of the Lord. We got to consult the Most High. So I look forward to hearing from you next Saturday on Bible Storyland. It will be Senior Citizens Day. So we're thanking the Lord. For you all, I love each of you. You already know God loves you more than I can ever love you, but he loves you with an everlasting love. I love you too. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. Don't forget, praise the Lord every day. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Yeah, love y'all too. Bye-bye.
Yes, yeah.